Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Promise to Scotland. And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
Oh, the English are too many. William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Killed men by the hundreds. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arse. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. Come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight?
Right. Against that?
No!
We will run!
And we will live. Aye. Fight and you may die. Run. And you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
The Power Hour. Gary Franchi sitting in for Joyce Riley. Every single time I hear that, I can't help it. I get so choked up. The passion of people who fight for freedom and liberty is so raw and so real. It is the heartbeat of this nation. And as we go into this third hour, we're going to talk about some of those people who are there, who share the same passion, who are fighting to preserve our freedom and our liberty. I'm talking about Stuart Rose of Oath Keepers. I'm talking about Mary Emmerich, the Josephine County Information Officer for Oath Keepers. There are very few people who are actually standing up and going to the front lines. We just talked to Shahid Buttar of the Bill of Rights Defense Committee. His solutions revolve around working within the communities. But there are moments when there are flashpoints, when the bureaucracies become so tyrannical that they act and they ignore due process and they steal property. And they burn homes, and they kill people. That is when it is up to the individuals to say no. We will not let this happen. And Stuart is one of those people who is making it happen, who is standing in the gap when it is time. We're going to talk about Oath Keepers. We're going to talk about the mining situation in Oregon. I think we're going to try and get Mary Emmerich on the line as well. Stuart Rhodes, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Gary. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing well. Great to have you on the show.
Thanks.
And
hey, one clarification, though, is that
it's the
guys on the ground right now in Oregon that deserve the praise. So my main role is to find more of them, those who still won't stand up, and help them get their communities squared away and make it a bottom-up effort.
And we're going to do that. We're going to tell more about it on the flip side of this break. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stuart Rhodes joining us now.
Bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Straub's Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Straub's Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Straub's Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Straub's Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Straub's products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Straub's Heart Drops.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Gary Franchi sitting in for Joyce Riley. She'll be back next week, ready to go. We're talking with Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers, as well as Mary Emmerich. She's the public information officer for Josephine County, Oregon. We're going to get an update right now on what's happening in the situation there at the Sugar Pine Mine. Stuart and Mary, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Great to have you guys on the show. Before we get into the update itself, the Southern Poverty Law Center is out in full force, just came out yesterday. InfoWars' Paul Joseph Watson has an article about it as well. SPLC accuses Oath Keepers of inciting an armed confrontation over the Sugar Pine Mine. Any truth to what the Southern Poverty Law Center is making their accusations?
No, I don't think so. I think the thing that they don't want the public to know is that BLM has a pattern and a history in that area of burning down cabins. And in fact, there was a lady who was killed back in the 80s when her cabin was set on fire. Her children were able to get out, but she wasn't able to get out, and she was killed. And so this is what the miners are concerned about, is this pattern of you know, multiple decades of heavy-handed abuse by the BLM, and in particular that pattern of trying to burn down cabins. And so they just want to have their property left unmolested and their lives, you know, unthreatened until they get their day in court and can wind their way through the court system. The BLM likes to just, you know, pass its edicts and declare that you must comply and then not even give you a chance to appeal or to fight it in court where it belongs. That's what they're used to doing. And so people are starting to stand up. And this is more of an organic, from the bottom up, phenomena of people standing up. Hey, Oathkeepers did not orchestrate Bundy Ranch. That just happened spontaneously. The cowboys of the Bundy family and their neighbors said, we're not, dug their heels in and said, we're not going to do this. We're not going to comply. You can't force us into a box into these First Amendment areas they tried to force people into. You can't just come in here and steal our cattle. And so they, you know, they resisted. And then when the BLM reacted with a heavy-handed, you know, tasing of Ammon Bundy and throwing his elderly aunt to the ground and those ridiculous First Amendment areas, it just ticked off veterans from across the country, and they flooded there to protect them. And their concern was that this family was about to be Waco'd. Well, the same situation is going on here. It's a smaller scale. It's not quite as amped up as it was at Bundy Ranch, but it's the same concern. And here it's more of a preemptive. It's a preemptive resistance and a preemptive reinforcement and support of those at the lowest level down in the towns and counties who are starting to resist across the West. This is a problem across the West of the federal government over multiple decades doing all they can to take away, remove the people's access to their own lands, to the public lands, which they have a right to be on. And in this case, they have mining rights that have been there for decades. Whether it's logging, mining, fishing, farming, any of these things, they're doing all they can through their manipulation of regulations to destroy the ability for people to use their own land or to use land that they have a right to use and have property right in. That's the situation here with these miners. And so we're seeing kind of like a sagebrush rebellion down in Nevada. We're starting to see people spontaneously saying, we're not going to just let you destroy our livelihood and drive us off the land, which is the agenda, to drive us off the land and into cities and depopulate the West.
Mary, you're there on the ground. You're one of those people I spoke about in the opening. One of the people standing in the gap who are there preserving liberty and helping to ensure the rule of law is maintained so that these bureaucracies don't steamroll the American people. You're there on the ground. You're the public information officer for Josephine County Oath Keepers. Give us a quick update on what's happening there.
Well, we are still running a 24-hour, round-the-clock, 7 days a week security operation, and we are doing that very seriously. We also have a high level of security at our staging area. The information is getting out. There's a high level of concern. We are getting contacted and almost overwhelmed by the number of miners and other people that are contacting us with their issues with the BLM. And my research tells me that the BLM, when they get in a hard place, they just create a new policy. And they are literally trying to take back these mining claims. The mining history in this county has been in existence predating any kind of government. We have a documented history of this particular mine. It was first discovered in 1860. We can tell you every owner from 1860 up to the present. But
what's the BLM's contention then? I mean, why do they think they can take it?
Because they're the BLM, for one thing. But in the 70s and 80s, they did have rampant burning of cabins. And the miners have told me repeatedly, I can take you right to those places. Although you sort of have to be a mountain goat to get there, there are a lot of evidence of those. There's old foundations, there are old bottles, cans. You can almost date these things. They also, in the 1990s, created a new policy where they're going to go in and seal up mines, and they actually inject foam into them and cover them up and sort of erase the history of what's there. So if you have not been filing paperwork, they consider it an inactive mine, and they seal it up. They take it back. But according to the mining laws from the 1870s, you do not have to file operational paperwork. So that's part of the current dispute, is are we going under the 1870s laws or are we going under the 1955 laws? So that's where the documentation and history becomes very important.
So why does the BLM care so much about some people who are digging and mining, and then they want to take the – I mean, what interest does the BLM have in taking the property? I mean, if they're going to foam it up, they're not even going to be able to retrieve the mineral content. It just seems like a massive hassle, and these guys have nothing better to do.
Well, that's a very good question to ask, and it's, you know, just as the miners ask, why in the world do we have to call somebody like the Oath Keepers to come in and protect us from our own government? What is their purpose behind doing this? They hide under an umbrella of protection. We're protecting the land of this country, but they are, in fact, erasing the mineral estate that exists in our country by doing these kind of things.
Now, you mentioned that there are other miners now who are speaking out, affected miners who are reaching out to the Oath Keepers in similar situations?
That's correct. They have a great fear of the BLM, and so they don't know how to fight a large agency. So for the first time, they have an example of something that can be done, and so they want help as well. We're not the fire department coming to fight fires, but perhaps it is a learning experience for other people about we have to stand up to agencies like this. We have to get them to change their policies.
And to build on that, I think the our perspective is that it's not Oath Keepers that are going to be the volunteer fire department for the whole country when it comes to, you know, these kinds of crises and running around putting out the fires. What we want to do, though, is help the people of every community become their own volunteer fire department. You know what I mean? Their own constitutional crisis reaction team. So that's kind of the whole point of our CPT program, community preparedness teams, is to have the veterans, whether in Oath Keepers or not, go out there and lead in their communities and train people and get them organized so that they can be the, you know, the sheriff's posse behind a constitutional sheriff or the, you know, the citizen's defense team that goes in and protects their fellow citizens. We want to see them do that from the bottom up. That's our primary mission. So we're leading by example. In Ferguson, we showed how it should have been done by the local police department and National Guard, but also by the citizens. You know, so, but it shouldn't take guys from all over the country to go volunteer to guard a few rooftops in Ferguson. Just as here, it shouldn't take veterans from across the country to come in and guard one mine. This is what's happening. So what we want to see is the American people get back to the founders' ideal of the people themselves being the law enforcement function in the posse and the military function in the militia and provide for their own security. We're not quite there yet, obviously. We have a lot of work to do to get the American people to stand back up.
Stuart, I want to talk about the CPT in a later segment of the show, how someone can create one. But being a first responder, literally, this seems like a constitutional first responder, on the ground there, I understand there was a rally. Was there a rally yesterday that took place, Mary?
That's correct. Yesterday was supposed to be the day that the miners filed additional paperwork. The rally was to support them, sort of a celebration of another step in their legal process. In response to that, the BLM chose to close down two offices, one in our local city of Grants Pass and one in Medford, where the paperwork was going to be filed. Fortunately, the miners decided we're going to file it a day early, so their paperwork did get in on time.
Wait, back up. You just said that they had to file the paperwork, but the BLM shut their offices so they couldn't file it? Holy cow. I want to explore that more. These deceptive practices. Oh boy. BLM at it again. We're talking to Stuart Rhodes and Mary Emmerich of Oath Keepers about the Sugar Pine Mine. Stay tuned. Power Hour is on now.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Gary Franchi sitting in for Joyce Riley. She'll be back next week. We're talking about the Sugar Pine Mine situation right now. This is the freshest news on the topic. After the show, get the MP3 in the e-blast. If you haven't signed up for the e-blast, be sure you do. Go to the website, thepowerhour.com.
sign up. We will send you the MP3 of the program in your email. Download it. Share it. Spread it. Get this news out. That is what this show is all about. Mary, and Stuart are from Oath Keepers. Mary, before we went to break, you were talking. I was blown away. The BLM closed offices intentionally to prevent them from filing. Is that what we can draw on the conclusion here?
Well, they make a statement that they closed the offices due to the safety concern for their employees. And I must say, when I arrived on site, the parking lots were coned off. There was hazard fencing across the front of the building. They had brought in porta potties. They had such a fear, and yet there were no police on scene. It was a very peaceful rally. But by coincidence,
Where was the rally? Was it at the BLM offices?
It was, yes, in Medford. Oh.
So they were so terrified that they decided that they would... Was it the orange construction fencing?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I could just envision it right now. Okay, so walk us through this whole scenario. They close down the offices. They're afraid. The rally takes place. Continue.
Well, the rally was staged because it was the day the miners were supposed to turn in their paperwork. Fortunately, their attorney had them come the day before to do that. Otherwise, the offices would have been closed. And yet the BLM tells us another story of why they closed. There was absolutely no violence. There weren't even any loud voices. It's well documented. Every local television station was there. All kinds of print media. If anything was more documented, I don't know what it was, but it was very peaceful.
It's good
somehow
to hear that.
Later,
it's good to hear that the media is there covering it. What kind of coverage have you seen of it so far? Is it mostly disinfo, or is it real information?
Well, we've had a mixture of both, and sometimes we have lazy media, I call it. They don't do their research. They don't get the quotes. They just sort of get snippets and tell the story around it. So what I did was to make a decision to embed two reporters, a local one and a national agency, and give them full access. We vetted them first to make sure they would give us a fair reporting of what was going on there. And we're quite pleased with the results of that.
Now, the last time I spoke with you, you wouldn't divulge how many people were on site. Are you able to give us an idea now how many people are out there with you guys?
Well, I've been asked not to do that for a couple of reasons. One, it is a security operation. And secondly, by divulging how many people are there, it sort of creates an atmosphere of, wow, we have to create a response to that. And we don't really want to draw fire, as they say. So I can tell you that we are getting people from all over the United States. We've had people drive in from Michigan, Alabama, Arizona, Nevada, Montana, Idaho, Washington, California, and I've talked to people from all over the country. There's a lot of support, and yet we continually need more people, especially people with expertise. So it's gained a life of its own because this problem exists across the United States.
Now, I understand that the Bundy family is actually heading up there. Have you been able to corroborate that fact?
We have been told that. In fact, we expected that yesterday at the rally, but we didn't have any appearance there. That may be coordinated with some Congress people that are flying in on Sunday.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back on the flip side. We're going to get more details on the Sugar Pine Mine. We're going to talk about the Oath Keeper CPT programs and more. You're listening to the Power Hour. We'll be right back.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention. Do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Gary Franchi sitting in for Joyce Riley. We're talking with Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers and Mary Emmerich. She's the Public Information Officer of Josephine County Oath Keepers. We're talking about the Sugar Pine Mine. And I want to tell you how you can support this program. It is only through the Power Mall that we can continue. We don't take corporate sponsors. It is through your support of this program, going to thepowermall.com. And write this number down, 877-817-9829. Oh, 877-817-9829. Get the books, get the DVDs, ask about the specials. The World According to Monsanto, Genetic Roulette, the Vegan Burgers. Delicious. A Noble Lie, Truth is a Lonely Warrior. The new product, Organisil, Pure Silica. You got to get this stuff. It will help you in your health, in your life, make your life better, and support this program at the same time. Stuart, Mary, welcome back. Before we went to the break, I wanted to ask about this, the disinfo, and in the media, how they're reporting the situation. Are there any specific things that you want to clarify out there in the media, Mary?
I would like them to do two things for us. One is to go to our local website, because we are doing as much as we can to post accurate information daily. And to be honest with you, we're working under difficult circumstances technologically, because we're in a remote area running this operation, but very much we're trying to do that daily. Secondly, we're trying to make the PIO, myself, accessible to everyone we can. Get accurate quotes, do your research, and don't try to take the easy way and just do snippets. We're kind of tired of that. Most of the media we're having problems with are those that are doing that and also trying to create a situation by taking us back to the Bundy Ranch or Ferguson or other unrelated incidents. So let's get the facts out there. Give us a direct contact, please.
Stuart, what are your thoughts about some of the media out there that may be stirring things up more so than they are?
Well, the media in this country has shown, mainstream media, has shown itself to be, you know, kind of like a loyalist lapdog for the status, for the totalitarian machine that's being built in the United States. And like much like Southern Poverty Law Center, which they rely on heavily, the constant mantra is that we have no legitimate grievances, that we're either all crazy or we're all a bunch of racists or we're just a bunch of anti-government extremists who hate any form of government. And, you know, they never want to acknowledge the legitimate grievances. Like, for example, just looking at the land issue, farmers being told they can't till their land that their grandfathers tilled, loggers being told they can no longer log the forest that they've logged for generations. You know, like here in Montana, we saw that directly. You know, all across the West and all across the Midwest, in fact, whether it's prairie dog habitat in Utah or, you know, wetlands regulations, it doesn't make a difference what the method is. They use whatever tools available, EPA, lawsuits from third-party groups that are well-funded, and then they win and get a bunch of government money, and they keep on filing more lawsuits. Or now the BLM. The BLM is doing directly what they used to do through the mechanism of lawsuits. The BLM just decrees. And so, you know, whether it's water access or, like, up here it's grizzly bear corridors are trying to build across private land, telling you can no longer use your land because the grizzly bear might walk through it. They use any excuse they can to tell you you can't use your land. But, of course, the media won't talk about that, nor do they talk about the pattern of abuse in the miners' cases of you know, cabins being burned to the ground and property destroyed without due process. They won't talk about any of those issues. All they want to hammer on is that we're here with guns. We're there to protect the miners from being lynched and also to, you know, give the BLM a heads up that you have to go through the normal process. You can't just heavy-handedly come in here and by decree say you no longer, you know, have a right to access to the land. And it's ridiculous trying to say that they don't have surface rights. So they still maintain mineral rights but not surface rights? How do you get to the minerals if you can't be on the surface? It makes no sense at all. So it's just more arbitrary, bureaucratic, you know, like the founders said, it's going to a swarm of officers to eat out our substance. This is what's happening to us today, much the same as it happened to the founders. The left-wing media in particular will never acknowledge any legitimate grievance. So I encourage people to look beneath the surface of mainstream media reports and come to the source directly, as Mary said. Come listen to what we're saying. Come listen to what the miners are saying. Go look at the pattern of behavior.
Mary, if somebody wants to help, what can they do? Do you need supplies? Do you need materials? Is there an address they can go to? Is there a telephone number they can call?
Absolutely, and we appreciate that help. Our coordinator just yesterday took $1,000 out of his own pocket to keep this mission running. We need assistance financially. We need boots on the ground. Our website will give you all that information. There are two PayPal accounts there. We have people sending us gift cards. That's really helpful. So the website is oathkeepers, J-O-C-O, oathkeepers.com. That stands for Josephine County. So it's oathkeepers, J-O-C-O.com. And we appreciate all the help we can get, whether it's Camp Cook, security.
What they really need is donations for gas money. This is why it's critical that people donate at that website, because they have volunteers who are willing to come from other states, but they, you know, a lot of guys are poor. A lot of people are short on cash. And so the volunteers need to have gas money to get there and get back home. And so we'd like to be able to give them that gas money and provide transportation for them to get to the mine. So it's really critical that you folks, if you can't make it yourself to go down and help, you certainly can donate. There's no reason why you can't, you know, just throw in $5, $10 to help support that effort.
All right. Mary, I know you've got a lot to get to over there, and I don't want to keep you much longer. We're going to stick around with Stuart here. Do you have any final thoughts for our audience?
Well, I appreciate very much that you follow this story and you support us as you can. Get active locally. That's very important so that we can make a paradigm shift here. Bring a message to the BLM and other agencies. And thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate the chance to talk to you about this.
Absolutely. We'll have you back on for another update in the coming weeks. Hopefully it'll be good updates. Mary, once again, thanks for joining us. Stuart, I want to shift gears now because there's a lot of things we can talk about, especially I want to get your thoughts on Jade Helm. I also want to talk about these constitutional readiness, or what do you call them, CPT programs?
It stands for Community Preparedness Team.
Yeah, a CPT program. How does one plug into something like that? How does somebody organize that? What are the steps and procedures?
Well, what it is us, once again, leading by example, what should be going on in every community. The veterans, whether they're military, police, or EMTs and firefighters, whatever their background, they have a responsibility to share their knowledge and to help organize their communities, starting with neighborhood watches, right, at the very basic level, to become stronger and more capable of taking care of themselves. And so we're leading by example by having our veterans within Oath Keepers form these CPT teams. But the main point of these teams is to be a training cadre. Yes, they can go and directly assist themselves, as we did in Ferguson, as we're doing right now. It is the CPT program in Oregon and down there in Josephine County in particular that is working right now at the mine. That's who's doing that. Brandon Rapolo is our CPT director for the state of Oregon. He is the one who's leading the security team down there at the mine. And Joseph Rice, who's the local chapter leader down there, it is his CPT team with their communications and medical, et cetera, that are on site. In fact, the other day, an AP reporter who stroked out, had a stroke while he was at the mine, and it was our medical personnel and our CPT team that saved his life and stabilized him to get out and get proper medical care. So, you know, just as an example of the point that it's not just guys with guns, it's also emergency communications, it's emergency medical, it's emergency shelter and water and food, things like that. All the things you need in a crisis is what we encourage people to build and focus on. So we have those five broad categories of skill set that we encourage everyone to become cross-trained in. Like all of our people should be at least a combat lifesaver level of provided medical care, next level up would be EMT, next level up beyond that would be a medic or paramedic. So those are the standards we're setting. And it's just a working model. So we go to a neighborhood watch or a church group or a veterans hall. We say, hey, look, here's how we do it. Now, you folks, we'd be happy to come in here and train you. But really, you already have people in your group. Every church has people from multiple backgrounds. I've never seen a group that didn't already have a lot of those assets, you know, retired volunteer firefighters, retired nurses, et cetera. They're already there, but they're not working as a team. So we go in and say, hey, here's how you work as a team, and then you cross-train. We get them to see that and see themselves as a pre-existing team and get them training. Now we got something. Now they can take care of each other. Like in every veterans hall, you've got guys who were in the military, tons of experience and training. They're just not putting it in a useful purpose in their community. So we want to change that. And we're not saying you have to join Oath Keepers to do this. We're just saying, hey, go do this, and we're here to help. We're here to help you do it, and you can tweak it and change it to fit your own particular group and your own particular circumstance. Have at it.
Now, when you have groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center out there putting out pure disinformation, targeting groups like the Oath Keepers, even targeting alternative media sources like my own, like InfoWars, when they're out there, does it affect you when you guys are trying to set up these programs and simply trying to help get the community together?
Does it affect me in what way?
Well, does it affect you as far as, does it affect the organization? Does this info put out by the Southern Poverty Law Center or related groups create resistance in your ability to function in the community?
Not really. That's their goal, but so far they've failed. I think increasingly more and more Americans are waking up to the necessity of preparedness, and they're starting to switch on. I mean, you got FEMA itself telling you you should be prepared. They've got their CERT program. You know, FEMA recognizes the fact that you can't self-rescue, or you have to self-rescue, but you can't get relief in from the outside within 72 hours of any disaster. So they're telling folks to go get trained in medical communications, you know, how to turn off the power. So all of these things they're telling you to do, the one thing to leave off the table is security. So we add that and say, hey, look, it's not just about, you know, turning off the power and feeding yourself and taking care of medical emergencies. It's also about security. In any kind of civil disturbance of any kind, like Ferguson, the Rodney King riots, the wake of a hurricane, Katrina, all of those are examples where you need security as well. And that's what they really hate and fear. They don't want the people getting back to the founders' vision of the people themselves as the militia, as the military force, and also as the local police force in their community. They don't want to see united communities that could stand up together. That's how you defeat, you know, the secret police. Throughout history, the secret police have been able to rely on the fact that you're not organized and you're by yourself. You know, mom and dad and the kids in the middle of the night, your underwear, when they come kicking your door and take you off to the gulag. That is what they expect and hope you still continue to do. They don't want you to come together to provide mutual defense and mutual aid. And so that's what they really fear, is a strong, united American people. They want us to stay fractured and atomized in their own homes so they can deal with this one at a time.
When being the founder of Oath Keepers, you see you're in communication with a lot of people all over the country. And you see a lot of things, you hear a lot of things. You know, last year it was Bundy Ranch. This year it's the Sugar Pine Mine. Are there other situations that you hear about that don't get as much publicity as some of these stories?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I just told you about a few of them a minute ago. You know, like here in Montana, the grizzly bear corridors and habitat, there's battles over water where they're using the Indian tribe claims for water as the excuse to take away people's access to water that they've had since their grandpa was around as a prospector. So we see this all over the country. You know, wetlands, spotted owl, right? Snail darter, all of these things are the excuses they're using to drive people off their land. But there are people who are resisting. Like years ago, they had a similar situation to Bundy Ranch in the next county over, in Nye County. But Sheriff DeMeo, the sheriff of Nye County, did not let the BLM come and confiscate cattle. And it kind of highlights the important role of the sheriff. If you have a constitutional sheriff, then that makes a huge difference. Like, look at Josephine County. They had Sheriff Gilbertson, who was a constitutional sheriff, had gone to Sheriff Mack's conferences. I sat down and visited with him. I came down to Josephine County. He was working closely with the first responder community there to strengthen his county and doing really good work, and he lost the election. Now, the new guy, Sheriff Daniels, you know, evidently doesn't care about standing up for the people's rights and continues to employ a deputy who said he has a problem with the Constitution. And he claims to be mediating on the, you know, between the miners and the BLM, but, you know, he doesn't meet with the miners. So he's just really pretty much a milquetoast rollover sheriff so far. I'd like to see him stand up. That'd be nice. But this kind of goes to show you, if Sheriff Gilbertson were still in office, this would be a whole different situation. It would be the sheriff, backed up by his posse, standing at the mine, rather than a bunch of volunteer civilians standing there saying, hey, you know, if the sheriff won't do it, we will. It's the responsibility of the sheriff. We saw the same failure in Clark County, Nevada, where Sheriff Gillespie there, same thing, rolled over for the BLM and did not defend the rights of the Bundy family.
Down in Bastrop County,
Texas. Residents are standing up against the Jade Helm drills. And I know we've got we're going to go to break in just a second, so I want to begin the conversation about this. Are people's concerns valid about Jade Helm? Okay. Because we're going to see paratroopers dropping in. And you're a paratrooper. You know what exactly goes on. And, yes. And then we had the U.S. Marines who were doing riot control training over in Yorktown. I stirred up a whole bee's nest with that video. So we're seeing all these rumblings and these situations all across the country. FEMA camp roundup drills in Fort Lauderdale, troops marching in the streets in Ontario, directing traffic. Something is certainly happening. What is your initial thoughts before we get into the deeper topic of Jade Helm in the next segment?
That it's preparation, and that this is not happening in a vacuum. We can look at everything that's happened since 9/11 as a factual backdrop for what is happening now. And that's why it's not conspiracy theory to be concerned about Jade Helm. You absolutely should be concerned because
All right.
of the factual background.
We're talking with Stuart Rhodes, oldkeepers.org. Gary Franchi sitting in for Joyce Riley on the Power Hour. Stick around. We're going to get into Jade Helm in the next segment.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Who is moving on the waters? Who is holding up the moon? Who is peeling back the darkness with the burning light of noon? Who is standing on the mountains? is on the earth below. Who is bigger than the heavens? And the lover of my soul.
Who is it? We know who it is. The Creator. Yahweh. Welcome back to the program. You know that song means it's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. It's been a great week. We're talking to Stuart Rhodes from Oathkeepers. Stuart, before we went to the break, we were just going to get into Jade Helm. It sounds so menacing. The logo and everything and the power over the human domain. What is going on with that, Stuart? What are you hearing in your circles that you travel?
Well, before I get into that, what I'd like to talk about is, like I said, the factual background. There's a few facts that make a huge difference. And I'm drafting an open letter to the Special Operations Forces of the United States that lays these out. Fact number one, Bundy Ranch. We just had, just barely a year ago, an armed standoff between agents of the government, including some military-trained snipers. We knew there were, unfortunately, Special Forces veterans that were there on the side of the BLM acting as our snipers and their boots on the ground. And on the other side, military veterans from all over the country, many of them equally well-trained. Special Forces veterans, Navy SEALs, Rangers, you name it, Marine Corps, scout snipers, force recon, they were all there on the other side. So you had this standoff of, the sheepdogs, essentially, right, looking at each other through their rifle sights, and all it would have taken is one shot, and it would have been a firefight. And that probably would have sparked a civil war in this country. So we're that close. This is, the reality, the elephant in the room that few want to talk about is how close we were. And it's only an indicator of the broader problem we have of people in this country being backed up against the cliff, on their rights, being shoved backwards by a government that's becoming increasingly oppressive and is starting to push back. There's a reason why all those veterans jumped in their trucks and drove across the country, because they understand where we're at. So that's fact number one. We almost had a massive firefight there between veterans and current serving. Fact number two, at the Bundy standoff, we know from the Washington Times reporting afterwards that the Obama administration did consider a military strike. They thankfully did not do it, but they did consider it. That was on the table. So that's the second fact. Now, why did they not do that? I think it's because of the large presence of military veterans. And I think their concern is not just about the veterans, but also the fact that those veterans are probably not much different than the guys that are still in. And so they have a concern, I believe, well-founded, that the troops are not going to go along with it if they go full scale on us. So, but point is, though, is that they did consider a military strike, and then that same article disclosed the DOD memo that's been there since 2010 that authorizes military force at the very lowest levels, like on the request of almost any public official, whether state or federal, to any local base commander can request military assistance to civil authorities, including military force. They've lowered the threshold when this can be done in that state. It's made it very, very easy for someone like Harry Reid, for example, to turn to the local base commander and say, hey, I need your assistance. And one of the examples...
Stuart, we're running out of time. Bottom line it for us with Jade Helm. Connect the dots real quick.
This is exactly what fear it is. It is preparation, it's a reaction to Bundy Ranch, but also in preparation for the broader plan to do a decapitation strike on who they consider to be leadership in the coming resistance. I think that's
right.
What it is. And
Stuart,
conditioning.
Thanks for joining us.
Troops and conditioning the people. And also intimidation.
Stuart, thanks for joining us on the Power Hour. Great week. Thanks everyone out there for listening. We're out of time. Next week, Joyce will be with you.